Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The Syrian army has withdrawn from much of southern Syria, leaving more areas of the country, including two provincial capitals, under the control of opposition fighters. U.S. Envoy Amos Hochstein said during the Doha Forum on Saturday that the situation in Syria is creating a new weakness for Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, as it was making it more difficult for Iran to get weapons in, as Iran appears to be pulling out of Syria. Meanwhile, the mother of Austin Tice, an American journalist missing in Syria for more than a decade, says she's confident that her son is alive. At a news conference Friday, Tice's sister says the family is tired of waiting. Audio courtesy of the National Press Club.
We were basically just told that we need to wait and see how it pans out, which, while understandable, after 12 years, it does feel like just another thing that we need to continue to wait and see how it pans out, which is just consistently beyond frustrating.
Tice's mother and others of his relatives spoke at an event Friday following a White House meeting with national security officials that unfolded amid turmoil in Syria. I call on all of you to urgently return to your seats and impeach the coup leader Yoon and actively participate in overcoming the crises of democracy, the economy of our people, and the Republic of Korea. Despite South Korea's main opposition Democratic Party floor leader Park Chan-dae's pleas to his colleagues who walked out, the impeachment vote of South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived imposition of martial law has failed after the ruling party largely boycotted the vote. The session was thus dissolved as the vote didn't take place. Park says he will work towards Yoon's impeachment every Saturday, with the Democratic Party's leader apologizing to the people that they were unable to succeed. South Korea's ruling party floor leader has offered to resign amid the failed vote, while its spokesperson says they cannot repeat another tragedy of paralyzed government. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump is in Paris on his first international trip since the election. He'll be joining world leaders and other dignitaries at a ceremony to celebrate the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral after a devastating fire in 2019. He'll also meet with French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron and other European leaders are trying to persuade the president-elect not to abandon support for Ukraine and its defense against Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be in attendance. The current administration will be represented by First Lady Jill Biden.
She has been a sign of resilience. You know, throughout the centuries, she's been in ruin before and she's always bounced back. It's just an absolute privilege to get to be here today.
Noelle Alexandria is among many other tourists and locals alike who are celebrating the reopening of the famous cathedral. The ceremony is at 1800 GMT. Voting has begun Saturday in Ghana for their presidential and parliamentary elections. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency to succeed outgoing President Nana Akufo-Addo, with former President John Dramani Mahama tipped by opinion polls for a potential comeback. Mahamudu Bawumia is the vice president and candidate for the ruling MPP party.
We have done a lot of work. We have put our message to the people. I think the message has been well received, and I believe that by the grace of God, when all the ballots are counted, the MPP, myself and our parliamentary candidates will emerge victorious in this election.
The election comes as Ghana, the world's second largest cocoa producer, grapples with its worst financial crisis in a generation, which led to a major debt default. Provisional results are expected in the coming days, with the final presidential outcome due by Tuesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin has visited Belarus to sign a treaty offering security guarantees, including the possible use of Russian nuclear weapons to protect Moscow's closest ally. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The signing of the document follows the publication of a revised version of Russia's nuclear doctrine, which for the first time placed Belarus under the Russian nuclear umbrella amid the tensions between Moscow and the West over the Ukrainian conflict. The revamped doctrine that Putin endorsed last month formally lowered the threshold for Russia's use of its nuclear weapons, a move that follows U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russian territory with American-supplied longer-range missiles. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
An explosion has rocked a neighborhood in the Dutch city of The Hague, destroying several apartments and injuring multiple people. The cause of the disaster is unclear. Emergency authorities said four people have been rescued from the rubble and taken to the hospital, but could not say how many people were still under the rubble. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.